Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and today's show is on gratitude. It's our annual gratitude show with the intention that we might all live in gratitude all the time. Before we get going, though, let me tell you about some things happening here at the school. We've got an open house coming up on Sunday, December 8th, a week from tomorrow, from 1 to 6. And it's an amazing time. We go through how sound affects us physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, and do many heart-opening sound meditations. Also, we put people on the sound table and the sound lounges, and you get to play in the store. It's really a great time if you can make it Sunday, December 8th, from 1 to 6 p.m. And then on Friday, December 13th, we have Mike Tamburo coming in. Mike is an amazing gong master, and he plays other instruments, including the hammered dulcimer, but he's got about 7 or 8 gongs. He's really, everybody that's seen him has just said he's amazing. So that's Friday, December 13th, from 7:30 to 9:30. And then on Sunday, December 15th, we've got Gerard coming back in. Gerard is an amazing medical intuitive. He said he was working with this one woman, and she had breast cancer, and her breast opened up, the tumor fell on the floor, and then sealed back up and couldn't see any scar or anything. I had actually a vertebrae out, and he did just a meditation, and my vertebrae popped back in without him even touching me. So it's a Sunday morning services, 10 a.m. to 12 noon on Sunday, December 15th. We also have the big thing that's happening is the 7-week course that I'm doing on the Shift Network. It's only $297, and it's a 7-week class. It's Wednesdays at noon to 2, but it's recorded so you can watch it as well. There's a couple of, there's already 300 people signed up. So it's really, really looking forward to it. If you like, just email me and I'll send you the link. So, because if you sign up from the link I've got, then I get more credit. All right. So that's at david@soundhealingcenter.com. Or you can find it on my website at soundhealingcenter.com as well. You just click on the classes. And we'll be going over, it's kind of like the best of our classes. We'll be going over how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Also, if you do this class, it does count towards the whole certificate program if you'd like to do the whole certificate program. The certificate program, we do have both here at the Institute and online. At the Institute, it starts again January 21st, and if you pay by tomorrow, you can get a discount of $400. And if you go into the Associate Degree Program, then you can get $1,500 off, or sign up for the Associate Degree Program by tomorrow. And then we have the online program starts December 3rd. If you pay in full by tomorrow, you get $300 off, or January 7th. And then the degree would be $100,000 off. And that's how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And we've got over a dozen instructors in both of the programs, and it's really profound. It's really how sound affects, or how sound works in the whole universe. And also, we just get really high and really deep and really still over and over the ideas, so that will become the norm. And then we also teach many skills and techniques so you can open up your own practice and make a living doing this. It's really coming into its own now. We also have our recording program. It starts January 22nd on how to record, mix, and produce at the Institute. If you pay in full, you get a big discount by tomorrow. And then it starts in February online. And it works really well online as well. It's really excellent. Just so you know, we do have the summer intensive every year. It's in June and August. And then we also have our Mount Shasta retreat every year, which is a weekend and a Monday in August this year. It's going to be, I think, like the first or second week of August. And then we'll have our Sound Healing Conference again next year. So those are the different events. You can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. We also have our therapy center where we can find your home note. We can also find what's wrong with you by doing voice analysis. And we do both of those online or by phone. And then we can also do chakra treatments and do a whole, just a whole treatment based on intake with voice. And then at school, it's much more. You get to go on the sound table. We do crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, and a full range of instruments on the body, including voice. And then we also have our store, which we're having a big sale right now. So just about everything is 15% off. The sound tables, the sound loungers, I think the crystal bowls are 10% off. We've got a full range of alchemy bowls, frosted bowls. We've got sound tables, the bass pod, the bass belt for getting rid of pain. We've got also a lot of tuning forks and all of my books, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing, my recording books as well, and even we've even got sound healing videos as well. So that sale is through December 8th. And you can find that at soundoflove.com. And then the therapy center is soundtherapycenter.com. Although there's a link to all of it at soundhealingcenter.com. That's what's happening here. So, gratitude. Gratitude is one of the easier emotions to get to be able to actually go into the zone. It's all about creating a stable, consistent vibration. And gratitude is totally associated with vowels, right? You don't go, oh, let's make the sound of gratitude. Ah! Right? Everybody, when you say make the sound of gratitude, everybody does a vowel. So let's just do a simple meditation to start to get us in the zone. And then what we're going to do is go through all the different things we can be grateful for in case you haven't done your gratitude list and in case you've forgotten. Right? So let's just tune in to your physical heart and bring up feelings of gratitude for your physical heart beating 24/7. Keeping you alive. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Feel this gratitude through your whole body, down to the cellular level. Let this feeling of gratitude surround you like a bubble and go through all of your auras. Now, if this feeling of gratitude had a sound, get it going in your head. Find a note that matches this feeling of gratitude. Just play with it. You can't get it wrong. Something that feels right. Feel the gratitude first, and then listen for a sound that matches it. Now, notice that there's a large number of people listening right now that are also in gratitude. So we've created a whole field of gratitude, a resonant field. And there's also a lot of people on the planet in gratitude right now, or even people that live in gratitude. There's 400,000 babies born today, so there's a lot of people in gratitude just from that. So tune in to all three levels simultaneously. Your own gratitude, your own little bubble, the resonant field of all the bubbles, the people that are listening and tuning in right now, and all the gratitude on the planet, all the people in gratitude. So three different levels, your own bubble, our group, and the whole planet. Tune into all three at once and listen for the sound. And make it out loud. Whenever you make a sound of any emotion, it not only makes it stronger in your body by creating a stronger resonant field, but it also adds that vibration to the whole planet. And one day, that vibration will become so strong that everyone else on the planet will be entrained into it. There's so many things to be grateful for. I did a video. If you do a search for sound of gratitude, you'll find it on the internet. You don't even have to search in YouTube. Just do search for sound of gratitude and you'll see the kitties. And I've listed full range of things to be grateful for in the video. And then there's a whole group of people toning along with it as well. So it's a really nice video to share with people and just tone with, right? But there's one thing I left out in this video, and it's a really big one. This is a really good one to default to if you ever need to think of something to be grateful for. You know, I've never, ever been hungry a single day of my life, except maybe when I wasn't able to get back from a hike in time or was fasting. God, right? Never, never, ever been hungry a single day of my life. And there are millions starving right now. It's always a good one to default to. Really just life. It's a really big one. Just life itself. So grateful for life. Or this breath. And the next one. For every breath. For loved ones. Might be family and friends. Might be loving relationships. All the loved ones from our entire life. And all that we've shared with loved ones. It has been sweet and positive and wonderful. And then there's babies. Just, we could just do a whole show on gratitude for babies. Oh my God. They keep the world clean, right? They refresh the world all the time, so we don't stay stuck. It's always new for a baby. Or just gratitude for those that are doing simple caring, particularly those that give freely without expectation of any return. Unconditional love, unconditional caring. There's so many people that just care infinitely, right? It's a great book by Baba Ram Dass called How Can I Help? And it's all about how some people get burnt out when they care too much for others, and some people completely thrive on it. And then no matter how you feel, you can always be grateful for the health that you have. The health that you have. There may be a few wily cells out there, but there's still a lot humming along just perfectly. And then there's love. Love. Oh my God. Who came up with this one? Just love. Could hang out in gratitude for love for effort. Let's listen to a song about love. It's called Heart. So just tune into all the love you have in your life, all the love on the planet. Listen to the song Heart. That's love. Can always be grateful for the stuff too. I mean, just the fact that I've got a home, that you've got a home, or hot and cold running water in my home. And oh my God, you know what I've got? I've got a hot shower in my home. Oh my God. Transportation to get around. Just stuff. Can always be grateful for. It's a funny one, huh? But then there's this body. Oh my God. This complex, profound body that works not only physically, but mentally, emotionally, and ties it all together spiritually. I mean, all the 11 systems, right? Circulatory, respiratory, all the systems in the body, just humming. Unbelievable. Not to mention the heart. And all the feelings that we have, even if they're weird feelings. I remember this one thing that Corey Good said that was really funny. He said that the aliens are really jealous of us because we are programmed with DNA that has the widest range of feelings and emotions of any beings in the entire universe. And because we've got the capacity for such bliss in our system, we also have the capacity for a lot of pain and depression and a lot of other things. But if we didn't have the full range of emotions, we wouldn't be able to do bliss and things like that as well. So be grateful for the full range of emotions that we have. And all of the senses are touch. Just touch something now. Smells, the sight and the beauty we see with our sight, and the hearing, oh my God, the music and nature sounds and all the soft sounds and beautiful sounds that come from other people. Just incredibly, amazingly beautiful often. And even just say happiness. And then joy. Joy. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Then there's nature. Oh my God. First we can start with the doggies. Oh my God. Where have you been? Right? When you come home, it's like, oh my God. Just love buckets, right? Kitties are love buckets too. They just don't want to admit it. So grateful for my kitty. A nose licker. A nose licker, right? And just all the animals in the world. Oh my God. I've got an owl that takes care of me out by my house, and the deer everywhere. The whales come around, the dolphins. Oh my God, this just goes on and on. It's just paradise here on this planet with all the animals and just profoundly beautiful nature. Oh my God, right? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Then there's just the earth, the whole earth. All the stars, even the moon, and especially the sun, the life giver. Thank you. Thank you. I think there's way more than just warmth coming from the sun. It's really high energies. We could get to the basics. Thank you for frequencies, right? Thank you for color. Thank you for light. Full range of things. And thank you for music. Let's listen to another song that's, I don't think I've ever played this one. This one's on the Journey Through the Matrix CD. And this one is Imprinter. And it's actually a very activating and up and happy song. So enjoy the feeling of happiness and joy with this one. Okay. Imprinter.
Thank you.
when you can be grateful for your challenges and conflicts, that's incredible. The Dalai Lama says that when someone hurts you, they are creating karma for themselves. They are hurting themselves. And they are giving you an opportunity to practice compassion. You don't learn compassion by studying it. You learn it by practicing it. So they are sacrificing themselves for you. They're hurting themselves so you can practice compassion. So you can be grateful to everyone who hurts you, so to speak, although no one hurts anybody, really. Your spirit ever goes on. There's also many things that come out of trauma that we could be grateful for. There was a study at MIT University on post-traumatic growth. And they interviewed people that had gone through trauma and came up with a full range of positive transformational aspects of growth. There's an increased appreciation of life, warmer relations with others, a recognition of new possibilities for one's life, a greater sense of personal strength and spiritual development. Increased compassion for others. Commonly, when I've gone through a trauma, I have way more compassion for others going through the same thing I've gone through. Not only that, sometimes people actually decide to do their career helping people that are going through the same thing they went through. That's really cool. We also have an increased capacity for forgiveness and humility, an increased desire to understand things after trauma, and a deeper understanding of the ambiguous nature of things, and becoming more aware of the limitations of our knowledge. In most cases, when survivors lose home and possessions, they acquire a profound, life-changing realization of what truly matters. In the teachings of Don Juan by Carlos Castaneda, he talks about death as an ally, actually, because it brings you very focused on what matters. So most people express a deep, prolific gratitude for their survival, make a concerted effort to make better use of their remaining lives. Survivors help one another, express previously unexpressed love for friends, family, and strangers. I remember I told everybody I loved them after the 89 earthquake. It's less ironic than it may initially seem that loss brings new appreciation and understanding. You can also look at any trauma from what you're learning from it. Therefore, there's never a negative. It's all a process of enlightenment and transformation. It's all perfect, right? It's all perfect. You can be grateful for every trial and tribulation. It's a little tricky to be grateful when you're in the midst of it. Boy, I sure have a hard time. I think at the highest level of consciousness, you could be grateful even in the midst of a major challenge or something really devastating, right? But it's tricky. It takes me a little time after to find the gratitude for it. In the classes, we ask people, you know, if anybody has a challenge that they can't be grateful for. And this one woman in the class, she goes, "Oh, yeah." I'm like, "What?" She said, "My mom just got shot in the leg and lost her job and will be homeless within 2 weeks." I'm like, whoa. How can you be grateful for that? Well, I asked her, are you closer to your mom? Yes. She said, I've even found compassion for him. So I've really dropped down into my heart. Remember when we had Fukushima? I was like, how can we be grateful for that? Well, all of the rules and regulations around nuclear power plants had changed dramatically after that. So even new technologies have been built, and there's many nuclear power plants that either got shut down or were planned to be built but did not get built after Fukushima. But another one, the big one, is whenever there's trauma or people even die, other people's hearts open. They drop down into their heart and feel. Tom Kenyon said that Fukushima was a huge heart opening on the planet. Alice Bailey said that World War II was the biggest heart opening we've ever had on this planet. 30 million people died, and so many people knew those people, and not to mention all the other people that were hurt. People's hearts were blown open for the suffering. Can always be grateful in some way. It's tricky sometimes. Sometimes you have to do compassion for not being so grateful. If you can't be grateful for your challenges, you can always default to all the things we're grateful for. Right? Actually, let's do this. Think of all the challenges and conflicts you have going on in your life, whether it's health, wealth, relationships, politics, world changes or catastrophes, storms, all the challenges, or even annoying sounds. Think of all the challenges and conflicts. And let's do this. I've got a group of people here toning gratitude, but tone gratitude for all of your challenges through this whole song of a group of 50 people toning gratitude. Okay? Okay. Let's listen to gratitude and tone along with it for all of your challenges and conflicts. Thank you. there are no challenges or conflicts. It's all just gratitude. Gratitude for peace. Gratitude for spirit. Gratitude for stillness. Universal love. Source energy. In silence. Gratitude for everything. For no reason at all. And then gratitude for gratitude. Imagine living the rest of your life in the frequency of gratitude. Let's do the sound of it one more time. May everyone on the planet live in gratitude all the time. At least through the weekend, hold that energy. Hold the gratitude through the week. Hold the gratitude through the months ahead. Years ahead, lifetimes. Thanks so much for listening.